I deal with a lot of skeptics. Some of these skeptics say to me that we are not talking to people who we think we are talking to. Now we need to show these people that we are. For example, if I have to ask you a question, William, I mean, do you guarantee perhaps that the beings who come here in the seance are who they claim to be?
My friend, I can, to an extent, yes, guarantee. I know that there has been some discussion regarding whether Mr. Armstrong is who he says that he is.
Yes.
Let me tell you this, my friend. You must understand that ectoplasm distorts any voice that is there. Now, as you well know, Mr. Armstrong is a very well-known individual upon the Earth vibration.
Absolutely. Yes.
And he still enjoys listening to people and the musicians of today.
Yes.
So, why would he not have complete understanding of certain individuals who share his passion for music? Of course he won't. You must understand that you will never find a complete and utter replication of the person's voice due to the distortion of ectoplasm.
Yes.
That is the answer, my friend. Ectoplasm, although it is an amazing substance, is also limited by what we can do. And mark my words this. The consistency and pliability of ectoplasm is dependent upon the vibration within this room. If there is a misunderstanding or disharmony within this room, the ectoplasm becomes more difficult to manipulate and use. That, my friends, is one good reason why harmony must always prevail.
William, for you to have said that, you must have read what I have on my website.
Let me tell you this, my friend.
Yes.
And maybe this will answer any fears that young Rasheen and Mitchell have.
Yes.
I know far more than what any individual in this room gives me credit for.
Right.